Now we come to the gospel for this day. And you're going to see that, of course, it's, as it always is, the theme for the Sunday is taken from the gospel. This is Luke 12, 49 to 53. I have come to set the earth on fire. I have come to scatter, to throw, body, pier, fire. And how I wish it were already blazing. What fire is that? That's the fire of love. That's the fire of care. That's the fire of courage to tell people about the gospel. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. When our Lord was baptized, he knew he was setting his face and his whole career to be crucified. He knew that. And he accepted that vocation. You know, when John the Baptist was baptizing, he was calling the Jews back to their vocation as Jews and to ratify it and renew it and turn from whatever. When Jesus went, he also was ratifying his vocation as a Jew, which is to be the God-man Messiah and die for our sins. And he was irrevocably committed to it at his baptism. And that's why it's such a big feast in the church. Because and that's why Satan, he knew right away who this fellow was, or had a pretty good idea. And that's why we have all those temptations. And as I think I pointed out, these are the temptations that are described by Dostoevsky on the mouth of the Grand Inquisitor and the Brothers Karamazov. But we'll continue here for now. I have come to set the earth on fire. I've come to throw fire on the earth. And what do I will? But that it be already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized. And how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. This is Jesus knowing what's coming. I can hardly wait to suffer for you because I love you so much. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you. And now for three times we have this word division. Rather division. From now on a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. So we had division divided. Now for the third time, a father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against his daughter, a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against his daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against his mother, her mother-in-law. Now that's very severe, is it not? What our Lord is alluding to is a text in the prophet Micah, chapter 7. And Micah, in that chapter, is talking about the final age and the what's going to happen. That in that anticipated manifestation of the final age, the exile and the conquering of the promised land, the land that God gave to the Jews, he has to let it be conquered and taken from them so that he can bring them back to himself. And I'm trying to find Micah here, so here I have it. You see, I think I read this text. Didn't I just read it to you? Micah 7? But I want to just look at it a little more. Huh? Hear then what the Lord says. Arise. Oh. Alas, I am as when the fruit is gathered and when the vines have been gleaned. Or this translation, I am like the one who gathers summer fruit when the vines have been already gleaned. There is no cluster to eat, no early fig that I crave. In other words, I'm out here looking for something and there's nothing. The faithful have vanished from the earth. No mortal is just. They all lie in wait to shed blood. Each one ensnares the other. It's chaos. You see? Their hands exceed at evil. The prince makes demand. The judge is bought for a price. The powerful speak as they please. This is what happens when there's godlessness. you see. The best of them is like a briar. The most honest is like a thorn hedge. The day announced by your sentinels, your punishment has come. Now is the time of your confusion. Put no faith in a friend. Do not trust a companion. With her who lies in your embrace, watch what you say. And so, this is the text that our Lord is referring to in this text of the Gospel that we're looking at, you see? This text that... and I just lost it. Oh, here it is. You see? Do you think I've come to establish peace? No. To tell you division. But what's the division? It's not setting people at odds with one another in enmity. It's to make a decision. The very thing we began from. If you have the nerve to think that there is objective truth and you've got some of it and I don't, I'm going to kill you. Why? Because the truth you're telling me, I don't want to hear. That night with that red-headed prospective lawyer, and I was telling her stuff little by little, and finally she took it. But she could have walked out of that room in a huff. This jerk, what does he think he's doing, you know? But I had to take a chance. I couldn't sit there and agree with her. Do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Because what I'm holding to is going to cause trouble. What I'm teaching you is that there is a truth, and I'm it. And what I say is it. And there's no juggling around with this. This is the way things are. Well, the only way you can stop hearing that is to kill me. And you will do that. But I'm telling you, it won't do you any good, because the Father is going to raise me up, and I will live forever in heaven, and my divinity will shine through this human nature forever, calling, calling, calling to people to come, believe in me, receive forgiveness, and understand once and for all the joy that I have set before you. You see, I knew that joy when I look forward to having you with me. That's why I despise the shame. Now I'm inviting you, you see, to be in that same thing. But it means, and that's why he says it's going to set the earth on fire. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized, and you too. And how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. The baptism here for Jesus is the cross. And how I am straitened or in anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think I've come to bring peace, establish peace on the earth? No. I'm not here so we can all say, why don't we all get along? You see, we can get along. We should love each other, help each other, lay down our lives for each other, but only on the basis of the truth. Only on the basis of the truth. And that is not, you know, some narrow-minded, arrogant, I got all the truth and you better listen to me. No. Jesus is the truth, and we all have to listen to him. That's the preaching of the church. And that's this gospel today, which, as you remember, started off talking about Jeremiah and his problems and his... Well, the greatest image, type of Jesus is Jeremiah. And now we have this text, you see. From now on, and now he's alluding to this text in Micah, you see, a household of five will be divided. Three against two, two against three, a father against his son, a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. There's going to be division. I can't help it. I have to be and teach the truth and die in an act of love to save you from eternal death. So I'm here, offering my life to you, offering my truth to you, and it's up to you to accept it. And if you fight it, then there's division. And he alludes to this text in Micah, what's going to happen at the last days, you see. And that's what he's telling these people now. You see, that I'm here, and the truth is here, and the truth is not divisive, but the reaction to the truth is divisive. Because if you don't accept it, you're going to have to kill the people who do. Because they're going to always be there as a sign of contradiction, bothering you from what you already know is wrong. That's why, you know, all these people going out to try to break up demonstrations against abortion. Thank God that most of these demonstrations or these prayers outside are protected by the police, up to now anyway. But they trouble people because they point to a conscience. You see, I have come to set the earth on fire, that it burn with the love of my Father, that it burn with the love of each other, so that you can live a beautiful life even in this world. That's what I've come for, that fire of light, of love, of compassion. And instead, there's the fire of hatred and division and lie and callousness and all the rest. But, and this is the message for the church this week, I promise you that if you will believe in me, if you will obey me, if you'll turn from your own sin, you can contribute to the peace of this world. And if you're not frightened when things get difficult, come to me. I was frightened. I sweat blood in the agony in the garden. It's not wrong to be frightened. It's just wrong not to come to me and be given the strength to overcome your fear. Come to me, and I will help you. And don't worry about what you're going to say. The Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you, and nobody can resist that. Just let him speak. And you'll win over many people, even if it gets to be very difficult. Don't be frightened. I am with you. And that's what the Lord is saying, as we have this whole theme summed up in the Gospel, but we've heard it since we began to reflect on these readings. This is a question of proclaiming the truth in adversity, and not giving up and not being frightened. Fear not, little flock. You know, you are worth more than many sparrows. Not worry about that. I will be here to protect you, and I will be here to strengthen you and to give you light and courage. Tell me you're afraid. I know you're afraid. I was afraid. But I can come and help you, and out of my fear, I can help you. So don't be afraid. Live your Christian life. Speak of it gently and respectfully. But call sin, sin, because, and you see how many thousands leave that sin and how happy they are to be free of that other way of life, which includes murder of infants and stealing money and some other things. Just speak the truth, and many will find salvation near you. Amen.